Coach, your thoughts on tonight's game?
Yeah, we got done in. Concede two goals in the last 5 minutes of the game, and it's a tough game, midweek, last non-conference game of the season, and we had moments in the we played well the first 30 and a little flat the last 15 to end the first half, and then come out, obviously score a goal and go up 2-1 and have chances to push it and don't, and get done in at the end, two goals.
And when you see those late half kind of mistakes, or at least like kind of declines in quality, was it the same both halves?
I don't know. I think, you score the first goal in the first half, and I don't know if the perspective is it's going to be fine, and then you have a deflection goal again. I don't know how many deflection goals we've conceded this year, and then towards the end of the game, you're up 2-1, and you find yourself under it, and not even under it, but just a couple of transitional breaks, and you're deep in the second goal run, runners beyond in our own 18, and a good ball, but still got to be better box defending, and obviously this is the last goal as well. So I don't know if it's the same, but obviously a poor end of the game of 5 minutes and a little bit more to end the first half, and that's not taking any credit away from them. They kept going, and that shows the difference, right? They're down 2-1 and still pushing on, and find the equalizer, and then still find a chance to go and beat us.
And then how do you use this with the Patriot League coming up in a couple of weeks, and how do you get that mindset ready to be able to move on from this loss?
Yeah, I mean, you got to regroup. We've lost before, and you got to now emotionally put it to the side and put everything into recovering physically. And, from here on out, it is conference play, and you got four conference games left. And, obviously the only one that's important is Sunday going down to American. And so now that everything has got to be, changed and we regroup and we move on. And, this isn't the end of the world. It's we're 8-4 and still in a good spot in conference play, and that's what we have to play for.
And last for me, can you just talk about the setup for the play for that first goal where Grossman gets his and his fifth start of the season?
Yeah, I mean, something set piece wise, we felt that could be on, and I don't think he hits it quite complete, but still finds the back of the net. But a heads up play in terms of identifying the space from Otero to play short to Jack, and to find a set piece goal, and so good for him to find his first goal. And unfortunately, it's kind of overshadowed by the loss.
Thank you.
Thank you.